One Year
EUCS
The Podcast. Moin and welcome to our podcast. We are three EUCS students from three different countries and we want to welcome you to your first semester.
But let's start with a quick introduction round.
Buongiorno, benvenuti. I'm Diana and I'm from Florence, Italy.
Adab, I'm Ahab from Lahore, Pakistan.
And moin, I'm Florian. I'm from the south of Germany.
We are all in the second semester of EUCS.
Yeah.
And it has been a year.
We're in the same position as you. And honestly, about myself, I would say I just wanted something new. I wanted to keep studying languages. That's what I've always loved. And for me, the perspective of moving to Germany, studying English was what I wanted. What about you?
Yeah, for me, it was like I was studying already in Berlin and I was studying in German after learning German for 1 year and I was studying business. And then I decided after 1 year that, oh, I need to do something else and this is not my field. And I researched about it and I was always interested in social sciences and culture studies. And I think Flensburg was the best option because it was in English. And yeah, the degree program was ideal to my situation. That's how I decided to enroll.
Yeah, so actually the interdisciplinary program, that's one of the first things that all the new students are about. That's actually really good. It is. It's one of the things that attracts the most here.
And I think I would also add that if you are not sure what you want to do, I think EUCS is also the best option because you study from a diverse range of subjects. And as Diana already mentioned, it is quite interdisciplinary.
And you, Florian?
Yes, you. I'm the only one that is from Germany here. I've been abroad for 1 year. I've been in Chile, Latin America. And when I came back, I wanted to do something international again. I wanted to study in English. And yeah, you're right. EUCS is the perfect studying program for that because you will learn a lot and you will get an insight from many different subjects. You will learn something about art, about media, about how a society is working.
EU law, sociology, economy. It's really a variety of subjects that we got to know. And it was just interesting because you would never get a chance on a really focused program to have such a wide range of subjects and also such a wide range of different people. This is another topic here we're getting into. Or,
Yes, I would say that you meet people from several countries and you share different opinions.
That's also the cool thing about the lectures, because you will learn a lot about Europe, but you will also get the international perspective, because there will be students from all over the world. So you will get to know different mentalities. And also, outside of the uni, you will meet people. You will celebrate, for example, Diwali. Or we went to Diwali party. It was pretty cool.
Yes, not only Diwali, but we also had the international evening where people from several countries represented their cultures. We had dances, we had songs, and it was quite amazing. Also, the food from like such different countries was, I think, really tasteful.
Yeah, really, like EUF is the university for everyone.
And EUCS is the study program for everyone.
And if you love nature, this is the place to be.
Yes, and how can we forget about our beautiful and green campus, and especially the campus garden, where we can participate and join in and even learn about gardening. Furthermore, we also have picnics and outdoor activities.
And everything is more than connected. So you can go to the gym, it's on the campus, and there you can do different courses, for example, salsa, kickboxing, whatever you want. Then you can go to the Mensa if you're hungry, or later, if you want to study in peace, let's go to the library.
Yes, and we have several student groups as well, which have a lot of impact. For example, like Greenpeace, Students of Future, Amnesty, and which you can participate in if you want to.
And also, of course, feel free to join us in the Fachschaft later.
Yes.
The university also offers a variety of activities, from language courses to theater classes, or learn to play an instrument, or sing, or...
Yes, I think Flo had a great experience with salsa.
And talking about the city itself.
Flensburg is a quite small city, and that is also nice because everything is connected. You can just grab your mountain bike or your longboard and you will reach the campus pretty soon.
And I think the point to mention is I would say that it is a student city as well, because we have one Hochschule, which is considered a technical university, and our EUF is also there. It's a lot of students and young people in the city that you can connect with and you can form bondings with, which is also quite a great thing in Flensburg.
Also, it's a border region to Denmark, so we have the impact of the Danish culture here.
Furthermore, I think we have like a beautiful neighboring town, I would say, Glücksberg, where you can take a 30-minute bus tour to and visit the castle over there and enjoy the nature as well.
And what is most beautiful, like we have a ticket and we can just all of these things. You can just freely decide to go to Glücksburg, to go to the beach.
Or if you want to join the city life, then you can go to Hamburg for free.
Yes.
And the nice thing about a small city and a small university is that you will get to know the people. So you will know the professors, you will know other students, you will meet them in the street. It's a family atmosphere,
yes.
Kind of.
I mean, you can really have a sense of belonging to the city and to its people.
Yeah, true that. Do you have some words to describe Flensburg?
For me, maybe it's Möwe, means seagull.
Yeah.
And this is actually the first sound you will hear when you come here. I remember waking up the first mornings and getting used to this new sound. They're everywhere.
I think for me it would be Moin, because everyone greets each other in Moin, and especially in north of Germany, so it was really interesting to adapt to this specific word.
For me, it would be Fischbrötchen, because there's something you will not get in the south of Germany that's really here from Flensburg, from the north.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
But this time, things are a little bit different. New regulations, socializing is different, teaching itself has moved to online. A lot of things changed, and we had to adapt to that. It was not easy.
I agree. Initially, it was difficult, but gradually it went really smooth and we adapted. And that was really something to learn from.
Yeah, I think things will get better. We as students, we can count on each other. And if you have any questions, the university staff is there too.
I think that was it for today. It was nice to have a talk between us. We hope we will see you soon here and be able to talk with you too, in person.
Thank you for listening.